going to talk about cotton fiber length measurements.
Good morning, and thank you all for being here. I'm Abu Said, a graduate student at Texas Tech University. My presentation title is Improvement of the Cotton Fiber Length Measurement with High Volume Instrument. We have heard a lot about using the length distribution, and we are not getting length distribution measurement from high volume instrument. So let's see what we can do with HVI. So we know that fiber length is important, and it's not only the longest fibers in the sample, it's the complete fiber length distribution. In this figure, this is the fiber length for a sample from a bale. And you can see we have long fibers, we have very short fibers, and a range of fiber length. And this within sample variation matters when we process for yarn, because having high within sample variation impacts the yarn quality. It increases the imperfections in the structure, and it leads us with a lower quality. So we need to know this length variation. So currently for measuring cotton fiber length, we use high volume instrument at SBI and advanced fiber information system. SBI provides us two most commonly length parameters, product mean length and uniformity index, while AFIS provides us complete fiber length distribution. Before I move forward, let's take a look how these two instruments measures fiber length. So in HVI, a comb prepares the fiber beard, and a brush removes the loose fibers and extraneous materials and makes the fiber beard a little bit straight. Then the fiber beard is scanned over a red light from 0.15 inch area of the comb to the tip of the fiber beard. So the maximum amount of fibers are available at the beginning of the scanning. And the SBI system normalized that point as 100% attenuated light. And the scanning travels towards the tip of the beard, so fewer and fewer fibers are available to be scanned. And it reaches a point where there is no fibers to be scanned, and the SBI system normalized that point or considered that point as 0% attenuated light by the fiber beard. So the distance traveled by the fiber beard against the attenuated light generates a curve that called fibrogram curve. And by using this curve, HVI reports that upper half mean length and uniformity index. And the entire cotton industry is highly dependable on these two length parameters. But the problem is these two length parameters doesn't capture complete fiber length distribution. So we take a look what we are using from this curve and what are the problems with that. So a closer look to the system shows that we are using 1.8% as upper half mean length and 7.8% as mean length to report upper half mean length and uniformity index. You can see these 2 points, they are representing longest fibers in the sample, and they're very close to each other. One of our experiments shows that these two points, they are 95% correlates. That means we are not using unique types of variation. And the most exciting thing for this figure is a large portion of the curves are unused currently. So we thought, can we use this whole curve and can get something better? Before moving for that, let's take a look how AFIS measures the fiber length. So 0.5 grams of samples are used to make loose fiber, and in short, AFIS measures individual length of 3,000 fibers from this fiber and generates this histogram of fiber length distribution. And from this distribution, we can calculate any length parameters we want, And you have seen Jack shows that this is really good in terms of selecting varieties. And this is the best known length measurement so far. But the problem with this, the speed and the cost of this instrument makes it impractical to be used in like cotton classification or in a large breeding program. So we cannot use APHIS. So what we can do, I thought, like, can we use that whole 5-gram curve and get something similar to APHIS? So at the beginning, we had two questions. The first question is, does the fibrogram captures any additional variation that we are not capturing by upper abdominal length and uniformity index? So with the first experiment, we characterized the total within sample variation captured by the fibrogram. And then the question was, are those variables are important to predict yarn quality? So we designed another experiment to evaluate the predictive power of that information we can capture with the whole fibrogram curve. So in materials and method, we used two sets of samples. First set contains 538 commercial sample, and second 60 commercial like samples. We measured these samples for 10 reflections of fibrograms within shortest possible time. Then we did a principal component analysis in order to characterize the total within sample variation captured by the fibrogram. And we used sample set B to process 30 count of ring spun yarn. Then we developed 4 partial least square regression prediction models using standard SVA properties, fibrogram information, APHIS length distribution by number, and yarn data. Then to evaluate the predictive power of each model, we did leave one out cross-validation. So in result, with several sets of samples analysis, we have seen that we need at least 3 independent principal components in order to explain 99% of the variation captured by the fibrogram. And these are independent variation. So we have independent variation that we don't have with the current system. But the question is what types of variation we are capturing. So here with the left figure, I have 2 samples. They are different based on the first principal component. And you can see we captured the variation based on magnitude difference. These types of variation we could capture with upper half mean length. But the exciting thing here is on the right figure. If a breeder selects his line based on the current SVA length parameters, he will conclude that the red curve is better than the blue curve because the upper abdominal length and uniformity index is better. And with the current system, he doesn't have any information what's going on the other part. If you take a look on the whole curve, the red curve has more short fibers than the blue curve. So by considering the whole curve, we cannot say which is better. And by using the whole fibrogram, we can capture this variation. So which means we capture unique types of variation than the current system. So are these variations are important in terms of predicting yarn quality? So we developed 3 models. In the first model, we considered all the SVA parameters except length. And then in the second model, we add upper half mean length and uniformity index to the first model. In third model, we add fibrogram information in place of length parameters in order to determine whether fibrogram is better than upper half mean length and uniformity index. So in results, you can see while we don't have any length parameters, the explanation of model is poor. That makes sense because we know length parameters is important. But the interesting thing is, when we replace upper abdominal length and uniformity index by the fibrogram information, the model explains better, and it's true for every instances. So this is an R-square explanation. We could overfit by adding variables. So we did another statistical analysis, which is Lee-Vonnegut cross-validation, in order to determine the predictive power. So again, so for this 3 model, the first model, when you don't have any length parameters, it performs poor. That makes sense. But again, when we replace upper half mean length and inferior index using fibrogram information, the model performs better. That means the fibrogram performs better than the current HBA length parameters. As you have seen that FEC is so far the best known fiber length measurement, so I wanted to compare how good we are explaining fiber length compared to the FEC. So we add another model where we use FEC length distribution in place of fiber length variation. And surprisingly, or most excitingly, the fibrogram information, the model with fibrogram information explains even better than FEC length distribution. And this is also like true for most of the yarn qualities. So again, we did leave 1 hour cross validation in order to determine the predictive power. And again, it shows that the information with the fibrogram performs better than the information from FEC length distribution by number. So in conclusion, we could say the fibrogram holds important information, and that's important in order to predict yarn quality. And this fibrogram information is at least as good as FEC length distribution by number. And the most important thing of this research is we do not need any additional measurement. We could get this fibrogram information at the same time we are getting all the other fiber length, all the other fiber qualities from HBI, like strength, microlayer, color, trash. So breeders could use this as a new tool in order to characterizing the total within sample variation in fiber length. And with this, I would like to thank Cotton Incorporated for funding this project, and I would be happy to answer any question. Thank you.